This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Mother's Day is right around the corner, and in true She Pivots fashion, we're highlighting moms who've dedicated their lives and their pivots to supporting mothers. The iconic Christy Turlington will join us to talk about launching Every Mother Counts after pivoting from her 90s supermodel days. And later, the co-CEOs of Baby to Baby will share how they're addressing the needs for millions of babies and moms. So tune in and subscribe to She Pivots. New episodes out every Wednesday. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We are the 1, 2, 3
Sore Losers!
What up, everybody? I'm Lunchbox. I know the most about sports, so I'll give you the sports facts, my sports opinions, because I'm pretty much a sports genius.
What's up, everyone? I'm Eddie, and I know the least about the sports, but I'm your average sports fan, your sports watcher. I just don't know the who's who's for the what's what's.
What up, you guys? A local soccer team asked me what I wanted on the back of my jersey, and I said SZN because they call me Sizzin. I'm from the north, and I shotgun White Claws. If you do the same, hashtag it, sore loser shotgun. Now let's check what's on the menu.
Do you know the name of that soccer team?
Nashville soccer. Nashville soccer?
Nashville SC.
Soccer.
Okay.
Club.
I just didn't know if you knew. I didn't know.
You didn't know it. Coach, it's the easiest name ever.
Coach, we had the team before? Officially?
But coach, a Nashville soccer club feels like it's a club and a bunch of people should be in the club, but it's not. It's the name of the team?
Yeah.
Okay.
Coach, because overseas, strange, they all are called FC.
Yes.
I guess SCs are over here.
What's FC? Football club?
Yeah.
Football club.
Okay.
They're all at Burnley, FC.
Coach, I
Tottenham.
Think that I need to start getting into soccer.
Yes, you're sleeping on
Like, I want to apologize because I've hated on soccer. And when I was a kid, we would take trips to Mexico City and because we had friends in Mexico City. And every single family member from the nine-year-old kid to the 40-year-old adult, they all played soccer. They all
love soccer.
They were into soccer. And it was really cool to see that more than I see people into American football. Like, it was just a big thing down there. But now, coach, I open up Bovada, there's soccer on the picture.
My one experience with soccer, two experiences probably, when I was in Vegas with South Beach. 8 a.m., 7 a.m., come on, get up. What? College football's in 2 hours. What? Run to the casino. We're racing across the parking lot. South Beach runs in. Oh, I got the bet in. What are you talking about?
Well, you stayed at a hotel that didn't have the
Yes, he stays the one in Reno and the one he stays at.
Yeah, because he said he had to rush across the parking lot to get to the sports book. Because usually most sports books are connected to the hotel.
How much discount do you get on that hotel?
No, me and we were at, I believe it was Holiday Inn Express.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
Guys,
so you're one of those guys that goes to Vegas and stays at the hotel that right off the strip.
When I go to South Beach, yes. And so then he places his soccer bet. And I go, oh, you bet soccer? Because I didn't know what the hell your sport was on right now. Yeah, let's go. We got 90 minutes. Come on, baby, come on. We're rooting for 2.5 goals, rooting for 2.5 goals. Every time they score 2 goals. Okay, so we start off 100 down. Okay, I don't even know what I just watched. They literally scored 2 goals. It's not touchdowns, you see 5 in a game. But basketball, you see 60 points scored.
Yeah.
Soccer? You're hoping for more than 2.5 goals. You usually see 2.
I mean, that kind of makes it fun. From my time watching the World Cup, like those games where there are no goals are really fun to watch. Because it's like, oh my got so close. Oh, they're so close. Dang it, it's blocked. Oh, gosh, it's nuts. No one's scoring. I kind of like those games better than the goal, goal, goal.
There's not very many of the goal, 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 goals.
There aren't?
There's not really ones where it's like 7-6. That doesn't really happen that often. But yes.
Why? Because it's so hard to score a goal?
Yes. It is
and
so hard.
And you would
hard.
Think the goal is huge.
Yes.
But and there's only one person blocking it.
But no, there's 11 more. People between you, like 11 it's people true. Between you and putting that ball in the
one
net.
One of the guys can't cherry pick. You got to stay behind the line.
I guess like hockey, you can't be off sides.
I guess the women's team, though, they scored a lot.
Well, they play wait, here.
Like, I guess that's what I was thinking about when they played.
The talent difference in women's soccer.
I just think they should get paid more. Go ahead. So.
Oh, God. Here we go.
Okay, we get it. You're pandering to your demo.
Yes. What I'm saying
bunch
is
of women.
The low on the totem pole for women, their talent gap between the top women is so far, so huge. It's not as big in men's soccer. The teams that make the World Cup, you're not going to score 12, beat them 12 to nothing. It's not going to, that doesn't, you know what I mean? Because yeah. The talent level is a little bit more comparable.
Yeah.
Like it's a little more even.
Yeah.
But
that's your soccer minute.
Thank let's you. Talk about,
hey,
I still,
so what?
Can we talk a little bit? I still want to talk a little bit about the Super Bowl.
No, Coach, that was Sunday.
No.
Coach, we got to look forward.
I understand. And the Chiefs win, but I want to understand why we can.
Oh, was there a penalty you saw that you want to talk about?
The Damian Williams
oh, MVP.
Won. Where he sticks the football out, and you have no idea if he made it in the end zone.
Correct.
How in the hell are we on the biggest game of the year, and we can't get a camera that just shoots right down the line? I mean, we cannot.
No, it shot the line. It shot down the line, except that it started at the goal line, at the out of bounds line. There wasn't a camera far back enough to see where he was. There's the pylon cam, which is legit. That's as straight line as you can get. But the problem is, he was right over the pylon.
I do not understand. I just can't. Like, because watching it live.
Coach, what we need, literally, we need lasers.
We're going down the same path where Eddie then explains to us cameras and angles.
We need just lasers. It's just lasers on the line. They're football fields. There are only how many football fields in NFL football fields in America? How many are there?
32
freaking stadiums. Oh, well, you buy lasers, you put them on the out-of-bounds line, and if it senses anything over that laser, you know it was out-of-bounds and where it was out-of-bounds. It's the problem.
I don't know, but I can't. Like, I know it's who can, the Chiefs won. You know, I'm not saying that they wouldn't have won. I'm just saying I can't understand how we cannot figure this out.
And we could put a man on the moon. And we can't figure out if a dude scored a touchdown or is out of bounds. What the F, man?
Exactly. You put a man on the moon, you can put these aircrafts in the air and fly
us
around
the world.
We created the
freaking internet.
And we cannot.
Are you sure about that?
What do you mean?
Who did, Gates?
No, somebody. Somebody created the internet.
In the world.
And
yes.
We can't figure out how to judge if someone scored a touchdown or not.
We get in a bird-like machine and fly from one place to another, and we can't figure out if a dude stepped out of bounds before he scored a touchdown? It's ridiculous.
I mean, we sat there and showed every damn angle, and he goes under the hood, and he can't even say it's confirmed. It just has to stand because he still doesn't know after watching the video if he scored or he didn't
Coach,
score.
Coach, if I want to see your face in a matter of seconds, I can grab my phone, hit FaceTime, and you can pick it up, and I can be looking at you.
Coach, you don't have to keep explaining
modern technology.
You can take my pregnant wife into a room, stick something on her belly, and I can see my kid in her belly. I can see their face, their eyes, their nose, but I can't tell if someone scores a damn touchdown.
Coach. If you have something wrong with your brain, they can go inside your brain without even touching your head and fix whatever's wrong. And they can't tell me if a dude is out of bounds before he scores a touchdown.
But you want to know what we had good camera angles on? The halftime show. We got to see every shot of the butts and the shakes and anything else that you wanted
to
see.
I mean, you can take a call and pocket it the Haba. You can pocket it. You can smart pocket.
Correct. Exactly.
And you can't even tell me who scored a damn touchdown.
Look at these two troublemakers.
Hey, Johnny, how are you?
Wicked car. Is that new?
Yeah, it's a Sonata. Let me pack it.
Oh, you're not fitting your car in there.
Chris. Stop being a smarty pants. Look who's got Smart Pack.
Smart Pack?
Just hit the clicker, car packs itself.
It's smart.
It's wicked smart. And I can pack it anywhere.
How about Dorchester?
Packed it.
Foxborough.
Packed it.
The Garden?
Packed it.
Target?
Target? Packed it.
The Harbor?
Foxborough?
But they can't tell you
who scored, if he scored or if he was out of bounds. It drives me. It was bugging me all day. Yesterday I just sat there and I was just like, I still don't know if he scored. And I was talking to my dad.
He scored.
And what play is this? The final play of the game?
No, Damian Williams. And it would have been 4th-and-1 at the 1.
Okay.
It was the go-ahead touchdown.
Is it when you did the twist around?
Yeah. Well, no.
He had a foot right on the out-of-bounds line, and he was reaching for the pylon.
I still got to be honest. I haven't seen all the highlights from the game.
It's okay.
Coach, you should go back and watch the game.
We shouldn't.
It's actually pretty good.
Yeah, right. I'll have his brother in my head. All I'll think about the whole time is him and no teeth.
Hey, let me tell you. Brother showed me another email after he ordered all that stuff yesterday.
Oh,
can I tell you?
It's getting embarrassing.
Coach, he's wasting his money.
No, he's not. No. It's not wasting your money if it's something you enjoy and something you love.
Coach.
He loves that.
I have. All right.
What?
I went here the other day.
I've bought crap like that.
Hey, on his
and
side.
And you know where it is right now? I don't know. I can't tell you where it is right now.
But you don't have the same love. You can say you like the you love the Cowboys as much as him. He loves the Chiefs, but it's not accurate.
Okay.
He loves the Chiefs. It might be the second most important thing in his life.
What's first?
The kids that he helped raise.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think I'm
in the water cooler over there going to the bathroom, walk through the kitchen, and what is the one word I hear him say? Arrowhead. I said, brother, if I hear you say arrowhead one more damn time, I'm going to stab you in the eyes with an arrowhead.
I'm going to shoot you with a bow and arrowhead in your heart.
So after he ordered the Patrick Mahomes football for $600-something.
Oh, yes. God, there's something else?
Oh, he got an email from a guy with the Chiefs. He's like, hey, man, I saw you purchase this, and I just want to give you an exclusive chance since you seem to be one of our, dedicated fans.
They got him.
And
yeah, dedicated. He did it an hour after the game ended.
Hold on. Keep going.
They had a timestamp of when he was on the internet.
Coach, what did they say?
And they said.
And did it sign like a guy from the Chiefs?
I don't know. It was
Chiefs
a guy.
Chiefs organization?
It was something. He goes, and I'm, if this is stuff that's not available to everybody else.
Oh, my
it's
God.
Not, it's a salesperson, obviously. He
they got him.
Yeah.
Oh. They're not available on the website.
So, what is it?
So this is special stuff for just,
for an extra how much?
Their stuff for like $2,000.
But did he say yes or no?
Well, he's like, man, I don't know if I can do $2,000.
What is it?
What?
Like, it's like a football signed by everybody. It's like a mini helmet signed by
everybody?
Like,
how can they get every signature on a mini helmet?
Andy Reid's badass signature?
I'm saying, like, it was like Kelsey, Damian Williams, Patrick Mahomes on
the
football.
Stars.
Yes. And then it was like a picture of the confetti on the ground, and it's like signed by Patrick Mahomes. It's a picture.
Oh.
And he was like,
because he's an exclusive member of
yes,
the fan club.
So he has this offer, and he's like, dude, but this guy says he's my if I want to, I just reach out to him. He'll.
Oh my gosh, can you imagine? Pitt's gonna be emailing him all the time now.
That's so damn smart of them to do that.
No, coach, but
no,
but
he really is smart. They see you buy something, and so they automatically send one individual.
It's smart until Pitts is sending 10 emails at midnight to this dude. Hey, Charles, it's me, Pitts again. Remember? Hey, I'm having a barbecue. If you want to come over?
And they're really smart about it. They put on each one, only 8 remaining. Only 12 remaining.
When they probably have like 500 of them. They have
plenty.
Sitting.
What's your favorite number? 8?
Exactly.
Thank you, Johnny.
But Pitts did talk to the guy about the signed football.
Yeah.
And Pitts was like, hey, man, I'm just wondering, how many of these is he going to sign?
Oh, he's only going to sign a couple. He's a good guy.
I would say 2.
Mahomey? I've seen him sign 1 signature in a week, and you could be it.
He said he's going to be in here for maybe an hour, so I would say a couple hundred max. So you're one of only a couple hundred.
Did he ask the guy if he can personalize it to Pitts?
Oh, he needs to.
Yeah, because he talked about that yesterday.
Yeah, I don't know if he has. I don't know.
Now, brother, before I had asked about if you could address it to Pitts, is there any way you can put at @iHeartBigPitts? What's his name? Brother Pitts.
Brother Pitts.
Is there any way you can put at Brother Pitts? That's my handle, brother.
Hashtag sore losers, brother.
Thank you, brother.
Yeah,
go Chiefs.
But Pitts hadn't pulled the trigger on anything new.
Oh, my god.
He got the email, though. Now, did you have a problem with the halftime show as a father?
No.
Because I'm seeing all these complaints about people like, I can't believe they would show that with children watching.
As a father, that's the only time my kids really watched the game. I was like, really, boys? I've tried to get you to sit down on the couch the entire game, but you guys want to throw the football instead of watch the game. And now you're like eyes glued to the TV?
Hey, I tell you what, a lot of American boys grew up during halftime.
And I mean, we're talking boiling up.
Hey, American boys. Men.
Yeah. Boys became men at halftime.
Yeah, I don't think any dudes miss the halftime show. Hey, sweetie, I'm going to go to the bathroom in the third quarter. It's always overrated. Zone in. I want to watch this. I never get to cherish the halftime
Coach,
show.
Coach, it's just dancing and singing.
It's just dancing, and they had dancer outfits on. I don't see the problem. You can watch any sporting event. There's cheerleaders on the sidelines that wear less than that. Watch any show
She was wearing pretty much nothing.
And I felt
like... What do the Cowboys cheerleaders wear?
If you squint your eyes, you could have pictured her naked.
You could do that if she's wearing a jumpsuit.
Oh, you do that?
I mean, it doesn't matter if she's wearing a parka. I could squint my eyes and be like, I could picture her naked.
And there were several parts during the halftime show that it felt like the camera was just zoomed in on certain
Oh, they
parts.
Zoomed in on the double butt shake?
Parts, I mean, there was a vagina.
I know.
Literally, like, there was one shot where we all just, even the kids, whoa. All of us were like, whoa.
Yes, I saw people on
As
Facebook.
As the dad, you had to do that. We were like,
whoa.
The double
I did the reach for the remote like I was going to change it, but I didn't do it.
Oh, I'm going to change.
Whoa.
If they do that one more time, I'll change the channel.
Wow, how dare they do that?
Next thing you know, they're shaking their ass in your face.
You're like, did I see what I did? No way they did. Let's rewind that and make sure. Oh, it is. It's there. But the double butt shake, when they zoomed in on the double butt.
Yes.
That got the loudest applause in the bar of anything the whole game.
Yes.
That was the loudest applause.
Oh, where you guys were.
Did they plan the double? That was all choreographed, right?
Of course.
Yeah,
of course.
It was all.
Okay. I didn't know if in the dancing, is there any room for maybe a little bit cinema?
No. It's all perfectly timed.
Yes.
So the butt shake, they did it twice, I believe. So that both those were planned.
Coach, look at even the national anthem. The fact that they put a track behind her, we're just like, you're not going to.
Correct.
You're not going to screw our timing up.
When
like, this is
everything
your slot.
Is on. Yes.
I didn't know boom, if you could boom, do boom. A little butt shake just if you felt it in the moment.
I mean, I guess if you're up there by yourself, but when you're with
somebody.
Yeah, when you're choreographed with another person, like when you watch So You Think You Can Dance, you've got to be on, spot on.
So Shakira is the queen of the butt shake. She's the she's the one that I mean, almost created the butt shake.
I mean, because her hips don't
lie.
Yeah, and she can move her hips.
But J-Lo is she kept up with her.
Yes.
Like I didn't expect that. And she's how old?
50 and 50? And Shakira's 43.
This is live from it.
They're still going in Miami, folks.
And this is where I was like, whoa.
It was a really good halftime.
Yeah, dude, it was great.
It was very entertaining.
It was awesome.
Very entertaining.
It reminded me why I like women so much.
Why do you like women so
why,
much?
Why is that?
Talented.
Because they can shake it?
Talented.
Okay. Interesting.
That made no sense.
No, it doesn't.
Because they're talented.
No. I mean, it was because I was like, I think women are very, very beautiful.
I like the woman's body.
I like the opposite sex better than I like my own sex.
Absolutely.
Okay. That's all I'm saying. And it was confirmed during that halftime show. I was like, I'm very, very attracted to
Thank
that.
Thank you.
I'm not even going to look away.
Cool.
Do you look at either? Okay. I know we put this poll up.
Did you have to act like you? Oh, sorry. Continue.
Who is hotter?
Shakira or J-Lo?
Yeah.
J-Lo. I've never been attracted to Shakira.
Man, I think J-Lo is super hot, but Shakira is really, I mean, she doesn't get enough credit for how smoking hot she is.
She is, but I don't know. J-Lo to me is like hot.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh my, look at that, he is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots. the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots as I sit down with inspiring women like Misty Copeland, Brooke Shields, Vanessa Hudgens, and so many more. We dive into how these women made their pivot and their mindset shifts that happened as a result. It's a podcast about women, their stories, and how their pivot became their success. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Coach, how did you hide
that? And
Coach is there in front of his whole family, and of course, and you think that they're so hot, Coach. How did you hide it? It's got to be difficult.
No, I just watched it, kind of just like, oh, good move. That's a good move.
Hey, did you guys remember this? Kick. What's the score of the game? Oh, yeah. 10-10?
So, you guys enjoying the game so far? I'm going to give me some chicken wings.
Hey, oh, dude, if I would have been back at my parents' house, it would have been an awkward conversation. Hey, Dad, how's work been? Did you see the snow out there? Wow. I mean, you can't just watch that with your family without some awkward comments.
Oh, you watch it. Everyone was just glued to the TV.
Yeah, I rewatched it with my wife because she didn't watch the game.
And Coach, she wanted to rewatch.
So she rewound it to the exact spot?
No, because she wanted to watch halftime. So when I got home from the bar, we watched halftime. Because she didn't know when halftime was. She just recorded the game for me just in case.
Did that get you guys a little messed up?
Well, I mean, no, because, I mean, it's harder. My wife is pregnant now, so she gets tired. Like, she's like, it was already 10:30, and she's like, man. She just is like, nah, I'm just going to go to bed. You know? And I'm like, after watching that, we're just going to go to bed?
You're like, it's got me all.
I'm like, let's go upstairs. She goes, yeah, I'm really tired. I'm like, no. Let's go upstairs.
Hey, he's watching it. And she's like, I'm going to go to bed.
I'm like, I guess I'll brush my teeth. You know?
Dang,
like,
sorry, dude.
Yeah.
I rewatched it. I mean, the first time I saw it, I thought it was really good.
Now, did you guys, this goes back to Friday.
Oh, and then, God, Coach.
No, Friday.
You guys remember last Thursday, Coach, when I was over at Paul's house. Listening.
At this pace, we're going to end the podcast with your childhood.
You haven't listened. You haven't even let me finish the
and
damn
then, song. Lastly, when I was in fourth grade.
Real quick, the How I Met Your Mother finale.
That was a big letdown, by the way, if you've ever seen the finale.
No, I've never seen that show.
Have you watched Cheer yet?
Yeah.
Loved it?
I do. I like it. I haven't finished it.
You haven't finished it. Ray, have you finished it?
I haven't even started.
Oh my God! Okay,
but
never mind.
It's the buzzword, so I will try and watch it.
Coach, it's one of those things where you start it and you're just like, "This is gonna be so dumb." Like, why do so many people say that this is good? I don't understand. And then you watch one episode, you're like, "Well, that's pretty good."
I'm sure it's good, but I have a lot of other stuff in my life I enjoy than sitting and just watching high school cheerleaders.
They're not high school; they're college.
College. They're
athletes,
It's like a reality show, Ray.
Coach,
It's not really about the cheerleading. It's about the reality show.
Okay.
But really, this is the first time I've really felt like I'm not just watching cheerleaders. I'm watching athletes and their life stories. Because these people are athletes.
They're athletic, yes.
They get their bodies beat up. They get concussions.
Still not a sport.
What are you talking about?
It's not a sport.
It's a sport 100%.
It's not a sport.
They're more athletic than yours.
It's an athletic competition. It's not a sport.
It's a sport.
It's not.
I would say when they go to the competitions, that's a sport. The cheering
you just said it.
To the competition.
It ain't a sport.
All right.
Whatever. But they're athletes.
They're athletic, yeah.
Glad that show was invented so we can have this discussion. It needs to be more of a discussion.
No, we don't need any more discussion about what's a sport and what's not a sport. They ain't got a ball, ain't a sport.
When I'm 50 and I have nothing to do in the world, I will go back and watch all these Netflix shows that you guys have binged watched, and I will just
I don't watch that many Netflix shows. I don't get to watch much TV anymore.
My girl's watching The Stranger.
What
apparently.
Do you do that you can't do
I
watch
have a,
TV?
I have a 1.5-year-old.
And
okay?
He goes to bed at what time?
He goes to bed at 7.
And then what time do you go to bed?
And then I have to make dinner. So then by the time I make dinner, it's 8:15. We eat dinner.
What's your wife doing during all this?
Well, she helps make dinner.
Damn right.
I would hope she's in the
I would appreciate it.
Whoa, back that up. What do you mean you make dinner?
I would appreciate it if she would make dinner while I'm putting the kid to bed.
Damn
but
right.
She likes to help put the kid to bed, too.
Well, okay. No, one person can do that, brother.
I understand that. But that's not how it's been working at our house.
If I'm ever in the kitchen.
Well, who's running the house then?
And she is 8 months pregnant, so she is moving a little bit slower. And so dinner takes a little bit longer if I let her do it by herself.
When my neighbor was 8 months pregnant, she was mowing the lawn, brother.
What?
She was mowing the lawn.
Stop it.
My neighbor Harmony.
She mowed the lawn?
Yes. I took a picture of her. I'm like, what on earth is she doing? Push mower. Impressive.
Now, you watched what?
Remember the Titans.
Yes!
Yes.
It is about dang time.
I watched Remember the Titans.
And tell me you didn't get just goosebumps.
I mean, I cried a couple times.
It is incredible.
It's really weird, man. Like, whenever they dealt with racism, like, whenever the tension of racism was happening and they were, that barrier was broken by just a joke that someone said and a white guy laughed or vice versa, you got chills when they got along. Anytime they got along, I got chills or I'd get a little teary-eyed. And I'm like, dang, dude, I didn't even live through that time. But that movie was so good in that sense where every time that happened, I got emotional about it. And then, of course, you know, just through the whole movie as it went on, because, man, well, that's and I'm also reading I've finished it now, but I was reading a book called Just Mercy. And
one of the best books.
And again, it's about about race issues in America. And like all of that combined was just like, dang, man, I didn't live through that time. And my mom did.
Yeah.
And being Hispanic.
Our parents did.
Our parents did. And my mom would tell me stories about when she would go pick cotton in other cities. This kind of stuff would happen. Not violent, but can't come in here, can't drink from that water fountain, stuff like that.
My assistant soccer coach growing up, he had to drink from a separate water fountain.
But, dude, the fact that these people couldn't even do their jobs, like this coach, he couldn't even do his job the way that a normal person can just do their job. He couldn't excel because of just his color of his skin. Dude, what a great movie. And now I want to watch Miracle. I've never watched Miracle before.
Is it based on a true story?
Yeah.
Remember the Titans?
Yes.
My father-in-law lived in, like, his school played that school, like, when that was going on. Like, he was in high school at that time, and his high school was one of the ones that they played in district.
Oh, wow.
And he remembers it, and he talks about it, but
does he remember that coach, or does he remember them?
I mean, I don't know if he remembers that coach, or, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know if it was as, because there wasn't media like that back, you know, like it is now, so I don't know if it was as huge a story in their town as it is, you know what I mean?
But it felt like in the movie, every opponent that played that team knew that that was the integrated team.
That's true. I'll have to ask him. Mm. But and also, the first part you get chills is when the guy comes running in. Hey, man, I heard football trials. Yeah. I just came a running.
The big guy. I love it. I love that. I loved when he came in. I loved the camp, the whole boot camp.
Oh, and he says, now, Bertier, just look at me now. Once you get on that bus, I'm your father. I'm your daddy now. Like, you know what I mean?
He's just
like,
so who's your? He said, "Who's your daddy?"
Yeah, who's your daddy? Who's your daddy?
And he goes, "You, sir. You, sir."
Now go ahead and get on that bus. go ahead and get on that bus. And they get off, and then he says, "I mean, it goes one white bus, one black bus," and he just says, "Everybody off the bus."
That's right.
And if you want to play off it, I mean, it was so
the way he handled it was just awesome. Such a good movie. And then Sunshine comes in. I don't know. Now I know what you call homeboy Sunshine.
Trevor Lawrence.
I get it now.
Coach, you've missed out on the reference for two straight seasons.
Coach, I'm like, why do you keep calling him Sunshine?
He's about to be in the NFL. Is he?
No.
Trevor Lawrence? No, he's still got another year.
He's got another year.
Holy crap.
It was such.
He was a freshman coach.
So if you've not, people, if you have not seen Remember the Titans, I can't.
It's on Disney Plus now. So
I can't
if you do
encourage
have Disney
you
Plus.
Enough to go watch that movie. And. Well, I don't want to.
It's
give
good. It's good, and you know what? I've been in this point in my life now where I'm trying. I got a 12-year-old, and I'm like, "What movies can we watch now together?"
Instead of the smut TV, you know, make it educational. Make it edifying. Hear me on that one.
No, edifying. Eddie.
It's so stupid. What are you talking about?
I'm just saying, Coach, you can't just – I get it. I now know why parents kind of direct kids in what they watch. As kids, you just watch crap.
Yeah, a bunch of crap.
They're cool with watching cartoons all day.
This would be a good movie to get all the
now,
kids
Now, are you
going
to have your kid watch it?
Yes, 100%. Probably this weekend.
How'd you get away for 2 hours and watch it without them in the
Coach,
first place?
Because when they go to sleep – and my wife now,
hours.
We have four kids, so now my wife is just wiped out. So when the kids go to sleep, she's like – And here I am. I'm just like, all right, well, I got the rest of the night. What do I do?
I would love to hear what your kid says about it.
I started Remember the Titans at midnight on Saturday.
Wow. Okay.
Midnight.
Coach, I was in bed at about 6.
Coach.
No, that's wrong. I watched the Duke game. I was in bed at 9.
I would like to see what a 12-year-old, his perspective, when he sees it, like what it makes him feel.
Yeah.
Because to me, that movie is so moving. Like, that is one of those movies that if it's on, I stop and watch. If I'm flipping through the channels, I will stop and watch
it. I'm like that with Field of Dreams.
That's another great one.
If that's on, I'm watching the whole thing.
You can watch it in 3D this year, live, dude.
I want to go.
You want to go?
I do want to go.
It's not just like the movie, dude. There's going to be a bunch of politics involved. It's not.
Build it. He will come.
They will come.
You know MLB's going to screw it up. They're not going to come out of the corn. They're just going to come out of dugouts and stuff.
Judge.
They're going to totally bust it, dude. MLB ain't going to do it.
Like, how are they going to get in the corn and then come out?
They aren't. They're not doing that. It's just going to be in a cornfield.
They're not.
No way MLB does it for the Disney person in us that wants that to happen like that.
So are they building a stadium around there, or are we really like...
It's a brand new stadium.
A stadium at the movie set? Because they're doing it at that field. That field exists in real life.
There it is.
But then they have to build a stadium. Like, I was watching the Phoenix Open, the
Waste Management
Stadium
Eddie
thing.
Eddie texted me and goes, we should have gone to the Waste Management. Like,
why not? Like, how much fun would that be just for a couple days to go to that?
That's too much fun. That's the answer. Dude, it's a crap show. Have you seen the crowd shots? Everybody's getting hammered.
It'd be amazing, dude.
Oh, it would be awesome if we were 22.
Yeah.
Really? That doesn't.
I don't think
fun
I would
now.
Hang out at the par 3, though. I wouldn't hang out at the state. I would hang in there for a little bit, but I would go to a hole and just chill.
No, the whole point is to be at one of the stadiums.
Like, I've heard a golf tournament sucks. Haven't you
it
been
does.
To
it does. It's terrible.
I've never been to one.
Even if you sit right by the green the whole time?
Even if you sit by the green, because it's 30 minutes in between shots. So they hit it into the green, then you watch them come up and putt, okay? Then you have to wait for 15, 20 minutes while the other people are out in the fairway lining it up, like, okay, like, when am I going to see a shot? It's like, good God.
I just love watching golf. Like, if I'm at a red light by a golf, bless you. If I'm at a red light, you know, by a golf course or whatever, and I see people putting, I'll sometimes just, like, they'll honk at me, like, go, because I'm waiting for the putt. I want to see it. I'm dead serious. I love watching people play golf.
Right, but on TV, they cut to shot. So you're never waiting. In person,
I understand that.
No, I'm just telling you. To me, a golf tournament, it just was not fun.
Dang.
It just.
One day I want to go to that Phoenix
Open. It takes forever.
I've heard it. I mean, I've had friends.
Yeah, I had a friend that went.
That have gone.
To the Waste Management?
Yeah, he said he was only there for a few hours, but he's like, it was amazing.
Now, that's a different type of golf tournament because it's a party. Like, other one.
That's what I'm talking about. I'm not talking about going to the freaking Valero Open. Like, I'm talking about going to this one, stadium, where, like.
Well, you just said you wouldn't want
to go. I would love to go to the stadium, but I want to go.
Did
I want to
say that. You just contradicted yourself.
Coach, around the stadium, there are a bunch of other holes around that stadium where it's still a party atmosphere.
You know that stadium
it's
took.
It's one of the only tournaments where you could yell in the backswing and they can't do anything about it.
Right, that's the only fun part. And everywhere else, you got to sit there and be quiet, and you can't move. And
they encourage it. Rom's like, come on, get louder. I don't think one guy hit a hole-in-one, though.
No.
That always sucks.
But they act like it's such a normal thing to hit a hole-in-one.
Yeah, Ray's like, yeah, they didn't hit a hole-in-one. It kind of sucks.
I would say they do it, no, on that hole in particular. Every other year is usually one. Yeah. But it'll take 2 months to take down.
That was my point.
Guys,
that was my point of the whole thing.
Schlepping around those stands for two damn months.
Two months to take it down?
And 2 months to build it and tear it down.
No, two before, two after.
Yes.
They said 55 days it'll take to take down all those
They
damn
did
stairs.
A time-lapse video. That's why I brought it up, because I wonder what they're going to build at this Field of Dreams thing. Because they're at this hole. It takes them 2 months to build a freaking stadium around one hole.
That's crazy.
Dude, you know, for Field of Dreams, they got farmers out there. How do we grow this corn a little bit faster?
They're not going to have a fence. They're just going to have the corn. If it goes over the corn, it's a home run.
No way. It's not even going to look like Field of Dreams. It's probably just going to be some piece of crap field out in the field that they're trying to make look like it. It's not going to do it justice. I'm telling you that right now. I hate to be negative.
It's going to be
amazing. And the players, need to play with the half mitts, like milk cartons or whatever they played with.
It's like the size of their hand.
Dude, they got to go wooden. Obviously, they do wooden bats. They need to do old school uniforms.
They're going to do old school uniforms. The uniforms will be old school.
Yeah.
And I think
Metal cleats?
The stadium is going to be awesome. They still wear metal cleats now.
Oh, they do?
Yeah, they wear metal spikes.
Oh, I didn't know that. Damn.
You didn't know that?
Mm-mm.
That's why when you go into second base and you cleat someone, they get upset.
Yikes. Yeah, you can really hurt them.
Yeah. Speaking of taking it down, they said last night, I saw on the bottom line that they were taking down the Kobe, you know, stuff outside the Staples Center. And yesterday, there was 1,300 basketballs they had already boxed up. Like, people leave them there.
Wow.
Then I don't understand why people would leave their Kobe jerseys.
Yeah.
To me, if you're a big Kobe fan, why would you take your Kobe jersey out there and just leave it?
I hate to say this. Where are they putting all that crap?
Well,
they said
they said they're going to give some stuff to Vanessa Bryant, which I'm like, okay, I don't think she wants it.
Do you want this one little box?
Then all the
times
flowers,
100?
All the flowers, they're going to mulch and spread around on the, like in flower pots and stuff, I guess, on the grounds.
Okay, that's cool. But the basketballs, give them back to the people and their jerseys. I know. Hey, find somebody to give, like, the jerseys. Stop, people. Stop. That's just
it would be
kind
of cool to give it to the homeless. So then, like, for the rest of forever, people walking around LA with Kobe jerseys all over the place.
That'd be kind of cool. Or donate the basketballs to a youth league, but they probably have messages written
all
over them.
Exactly. Kids aren't going to be playing basketball with
Kobe.
Yeah, RIP.
Yeah.
I found it interesting that people were leaving their jerseys and their basketballs, and the basketball is okay, you know what I mean? You don't really have an attachment to your basketball. You can go buy a new one and leave it out there. But to leave a Kobe jersey or shoes or whatever, I found that a little weird. And you're right, I had no idea what they were gonna do with them. But back to Friday night, I'm watching the Lakers telecast, like they did the whole thing.
Is this before the Super Bowl?
And Mark Jackson says, you know what? I was out there last night and my son made a great point, because they're gonna put a statue of Kobe. They're going to put a statue of Kobe. And Mark Jackson goes, my son goes, they should put a statue of Gianna also. And Mark Jackson's like, yes, they should. And I'm like, what? Like, maybe I'm insensitive, but why would you put a statue of Kobe's daughter outside the Staples Center?
Well, one, you're not being insensitive. You're just making a point.
Like, it just makes no sense.
Your real opinion and what you think.
It makes no sense to put a statue of her up. Sorry.
I think it was also a movement, though. The girl dad thing.
That's cool, but you can put that somewhere else.
Yeah, you don't have to put it right
there. Here's the thing. If you would, I always think that, you know, like statues, you make them after like a shot, like a picture, a famous picture.
Oh, so Jordan's famous picture was
right
when he was dunking.
Right.
Or like you do a Kobe, like when he's like celebrating a championship.
Right, he'd be playing basketball. The statue of him, it wouldn't be in normal street clothes with his daughter holding her hand or them sitting side court. Like, it wouldn't be a statue of that. That statue can go somewhere else. But if you're going to do something at the Staples Center, yeah, it's got to be a basketball action statue.
It's just Kobe. It's sort of like the Rangers, the Texas Rangers. There was a fan that was there, and he was in the outfield, and someone tossed him a ball, and he tried to lean over and catch it, and he fell over and died.
Please tell me there's not a statue
there. There's a statue
there
of him at the Ranger, and I don't understand why
he lost his life at that stadium, though. I think that's all where they were coming from.
That's bizarre.
You remember him here because this is where he lost his life.
Yeah, but you put
because he loved baseball.
I understand, but
my thing with Gigi is that she, I mean, I didn't even know she existed until this. I didn't personally. I didn't even know any of his kids.
Yeah, I just find it weird that they're talking about, like, he was like, yeah, that's a good idea. They should definitely put
a good idea,
of her.
But let's not, who said it? Mark Jackson, right? Because I heard him say that. A good idea, but, like, let's not be enforceful. But, oh, she needs to be there. No, I mean, if people decide to do that, cool. But
what
there doesn't mean to be a movement for that. I mean, it needs to be Kobe, his career at Staples Center.
You can do two statues.
I mean, you can do a mural. There's probably 1,000 murals around town. Also, props though to Staples Center. I'm surprised they didn't shut down that candles being dropped off and stuff.
Yeah, that's what the people want to do.
I know, but cool.
Right, they gave it a week. They let it happen.
That's props to them. I'm surprised they weren't like, okay, a couple candles, that's cool. Okay, and then people just
started
coming.
There's no way. I mean, there's no way you could stop that many people.
That's nuts. And they kept putting up new boards. Yeah. I mean, that was very nice of them.
Man, call me an idiot, but I didn't really realize the whole purposes of memorials.
It's like a spiritual thing.
So you can remember them.
Yeah.
It just clicked to me when I went to D.C. and I went to the Lincoln Memorial. And there's a quiet sign there. It's like, quiet, please take this time to respect President Lincoln and no talking. And it's outdoors and it's open. And
it's
literally
quiet.
There were 100 people there and no one's talking.
Wow.
And I was like, wow, that's okay. for the first time in my life, I understand what a memorial is. Like, this guy's been dead for I don't know how long, and we're here remembering his life so many years later.
Yeah.
Dude, that Lakers game was awkward.
It was.
Was it? Why?
Oh, the crowd wasn't into
it. The crowd went into it. It felt heavy. It just didn't.
And Dame's like, well, I'll put up 50 real quick. You guys cool with that? I mean, they just worked the Lakers.
They did.
I mean, Kobe looked like he had no energy because he did the pre.
Love Kobe.
Dang it.
Coach.
Dang it. I did not mean to do that.
We have the episode. We'll pick it back up.
But
hold on.
Speaking
hold
of,
on. Hold on.
Honest mistake. It's okay. It was LeBron, and he didn't look like he had any energy
because he did the pregame speech, which was awesome.
And it was an emotional thing for the Lakers. It was just a whole thing. It was weird, but yes, I just thought the statue thing I found a little weird, and that when they were talking about they were taking everything down last night, it made me remember the whole, they should put up a statue of her, and I was like, no, that's a little weird.
I don't know. I can go both ways about it. Now I'm thinking about it, I'm like, that would be kind of cool to have a statue of them two sitting watching the game together. I don't know. now talking about it, I'm like, it wouldn't be a bad idea. Because
the statue you're going to remember him by is him being a player.
Yeah.
You don't want a statue of him being a fan.
Some dude painted a mural here in town, Kobe and his daughter.
Really?
I kind of want to go take a picture by it.
You should. Today, it's on Nolensville. On the way home. It's on Nolensville?
Yeah, cool. It's, yeah, Nolensville. I want to hit it up. It actually looks pretty legit.
Yeah. All right, well, we got to go. And Batter's Box, if you're out there, we'd love to hear from you, man.
Coach, you've been trying to call him and nothing?
Nothing, man.
Hey, tomorrow, I tried to record my son.
Oh, yeah.
And he doesn't want to do it.
Why?
He just doesn't want to record it.
What are you trying to do it for?
He has some bold NFL predictions for next season. Bold. So we'll talk about that on Thursday.
You haven't heard of a secret recording before, Coach?
No, he's not good with the secret recordings.
We'll do that. We'll do that Thursday.
There'd be a lot of editing.
Oh.
But I did tell him, like, come on, it's for the podcast. They would love this.
So he has big sports opinions?
Yes. Six. His
huge.
Big six. Predictions for NFL next year.
That would be better than this show.
It's great.
Dang.
But he doesn't want to record it.
I'll get my nephew to do it.
Do it, really?
No, they don't have cable. He doesn't know that much.
Oh.
Well, he's just like Eddie then.
He only knows what I tell him.
That's it?
Yeah.
But he's a sports fan.
I had to call him. No, he watches it on the iPad and stuff.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay.
But I don't think he watched Super Bowl live. It's sad.
Oh.
Coach, send him some money.
Yeah.
Uncle Ray Ray.
He needs to see that halftime show.
All right, we're done.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Mother's Day is right around the corner, and in true She Pivots fashion, we're highlighting moms who've dedicated their lives and their pivots to supporting mothers. The iconic Christy Turlington will join us to talk about launching Every Mother Counts after pivoting from her 90s supermodel days. And later, the co-CEOs of Baby to Baby will share how they're addressing the needs for millions of babies and moms. So tune in and subscribe to She Pivots. New episodes out every Wednesday. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, I'm Dr. Maya Shunker, and I'm a scientist who studies human behavior. Many of us have experienced a moment in our lives that changes everything, that instantly divides our life into a before and an after. On my podcast, A Slight Change of Plans, I talk to people about navigating these moments. Their stories are full of candor and hard-won wisdom. And you'll hear from scientists who teach us how we can be more resilient in the face of change. Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.